producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Ken Kessler and I are here. We have a cast. We have a throng. Is there a plural to throng? I guess throngs. No, I didn't say thongs. I said throngs of people. This is the most widely participant-driven program on the radio, where there normally are five or six of us. Today there are two. Because, well, let's see, Richie's gone to the Caribbean. Jennifer's in Croatia. No, she's in Czechoslovakia. Let's see, where Roberta's down south somewhere. We'll find her sooner or later. Anyway, the point is that this program brings you a broad spectrum of ideas and opportunities and thoughts for you to work your way through. You can dial us up if you have a comment, 888-302-DOUG, or you can use the social media route, facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter @Good Day Show. Email to Doug or Ken at DougStefan.com. My colleague Ken Kessler is here with an overview of, well, I guess the big thing here, believe it or not, is Star Wars. And last night's announcement in the football game that, wow, what a big surprise. Tickets would go on sale immediately after this spot is over. And as soon as you went to get your tickets, kaboom! But Kenny's wife got hers.
Yes.
What is it? The very first show on the very first night that you have your tickets?
No, it's it opens on Thursday night, yep. So we're going to go Friday morning.
Friday morning.
After this show.
Really? How do you stay up all night though? You might fall asleep during the movie.
I'll be pretty excited. I'm pretty sure.
Have you been? Remember back to 1977 with the first one. I didn't know what to expect. And so I had no preconceived notions. My son was 1 year old at the time. My daughter was four. I remember taking Brendan to see, I think, the third one. And the house was loaded with Star Wars stuff after that. And he has to this day continued his interest. Has that been the case with you?
Yeah, I was there at the, for the opening day for every movie except the first one. The first one was kind of a sleeper.
Yeah. Right, it was. It didn't, yeah.
But nobody I went at some point that summer.
Yeah, yeah. I have all over my studio, those of you who have seen pictures of the inside of the studio, on one of my walls are Yoda portraits, Yoda posters, articles about Yoda. Yoda is the man. As it were. I think we've established that Yoda is not an hermaphrodite, but a male, right? Isn't Yoda, wouldn't we consider Yoda? I never thought about that, actually, until just now. Is Yoda a man or a woman or an hermaphrodite? It isn't important.
I think he's a male.
All right, so what do you have comments from folks in social media? What are they saying about the Star Wars experience last night?
Well, Hugh says, I don't buy the hype. I think I'm going to be disappointed.
Oh, come on. What a party pooper. Where's his bucket of water? What the heck? There are expectations. Yeah, there's always a lot of hype. There are going to be millions of people around the world, tens of millions of people who want to see this movie. Don't you want to share in that experience? That's the way I look at it. It may not be the best movie you ever see. But it'll be an experience. It's what people will talk about and have fun. Get off of all the serious political yamma, 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 and get into something that's some fun. All right, what else?
Greg says, I guess with online ticket predators, we'll be spared seeing people in costumes camped out for days in front of the theater.
No, not necessarily.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
I think you'll see plenty of that, frankly. Plenty of that. But it may take those of us who are not going to buy tickets and sit here in front of a computer for hours. It may take us a week or so before we can find a seat to go see the movie, but that's all right. It's an exciting kind of fun thing. Anything else, Kenny?
Yeah, one more. Al says, I'm excited, but I just hope we won't have to see Princess Leia in a bikini this time.
I don't think she's up for that. I think this is the same Princess Leia that was around in 1977. Probably doesn't right. quite look the same. But
not exactly.
Leave it to our imaginations. Quote of the day today, we have referred the matter to the appropriate authorities. That's the director of the CIA, John Brennan, reporting that his personal email account was hacked. The appropriate authorities are apparently not the CIA, however. And this, I'm laughing because the story goes on. It's a young high school kid that they found, right? Or high school children? High school students who apparently have done this, Kenny. All right, so we have a problem with the connection with Ken. Sorry. All right. Thought of the day today. Mickey Mantle would have been 84 if he had lived. He said, somebody once asked me if I ever went up to the plate trying to hit a home run. I said, sure, every time I went to the plate, I went up to hit a home run. That's, when you go to work every day, don't you go to work to do your best, to be your best? I do. I show up here. I'm not always at my best, but I sure am trying to be at my best, and I hope you are too. News from Texas today. They've halted state Medicaid funds for Planned Parenthood, citing those videos made by the group that depending on who you listen to, Planned Parenthood maintains the videos were edited and they're misleading. The anti-abortion group says, no, this is what they're doing. It's pretty gruesome no matter what. And so the governor said this is going to be allowed in Texas. This really speaks to something else that's much more important as far as I'm concerned, and that is the funding of any nonprofit. The funding for any 501c3, it's just not acceptable. I think that we ought to be defunding all of these, whether it's Planned Parenthood, for whatever the reason. My reason is that I don't want money taken from me, and you ought not to have money taken from you to go to a cause that you don't approve of. Thus, the focus on Planned Parenthood. But there are hundreds, if not thousands, of these 501c3s that are supported by you and me without your knowledge. Because for whatever the reason, remember when George Bush had those, was a group of churches, it seemed to me, that were on the list of approved charities? No. Government needs to cut back. It doesn't need to fund. If these people want to have help, let them go around and raise money like all the rest of the 501c3s. Just because they had a friend in Congress who managed to get some bill passed that gave them some support, that doesn't mean it's right. It ought to be part of the New World Order that we change that. Speaking of the New World Order, how much are we going backwards and how much are we going forwards? A focus on Afghanistan with author and reporter Ivan Eland next here on Good Day.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
16 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I have Ivan Elin now, the author of The Failed Counterinsurgency. Also a senior fellow and director of the Center of Peace and Liberty at the Independent Institute. He's worked at the Cato Institute, has a regular appearance here on this program because of his articles that are published in the Huffington Post. This week, Ivan wrote, quote, Obama's recent decision to leave American troops in perpetuity in the Afghanistan war, despite a 14-year failed attempt to remodel the country, is as unsurprising as it is appalling. Apparently, Secretary of State Kerry, because he was in Vietnam, Ivan, let's go to that statement. It looks to me like, I'm not sure whether you're asking this or he asked, how do you ask a man to be the last man to die for a mistake? Is that you or is that him?
Yeah, John Kerry, after he came home from the Vietnam War, he testified before Congress and he asked that comment, but I think it also applies to Afghanistan. We're not going to do anything in the future that we haven't done already on a bigger scale, and the country is falling apart, and it's not going to get any better. And our troops are probably just going to be in the middle of all this when it happens, but we've already seen the Taliban had the greatest victory in the entire 14-year war, and that was temporarily taking over Kunduz, and that's what guerrillas do. They don't necessarily, it was a symbol for them. They know they can't hold against bigger forces, but they took an entire town and held it for a couple weeks, and that's pretty good for guerrillas, and they'll just keep pecking away at the goal, and unfortunately, we've trained all these forces. We did the same thing in Iraq and in Syria, and they haven't performed in any of these places like we wanted them to, but we just keep doing more of the same thing.
Well, that's because the stranglehold of the military-industrial complex, not only in our country but around the world, this is just Obama playing lapdog to them as far as I can see. Matter of fact, the latest example of this brings us to Saudi Arabia, Ivan. I don't know if you knew this or not, but the Deputy Defense Security Cooperation, the Deputy Director of the Defense Security Agency notified Congress this week that the government of Saudi Arabia is going to acquire Black Hawk utility helicopters, $495 million in business, loaded with machine guns and all kinds of other things. This is just more, we're just selling arms and producing arms and using arms to keep these people in business. That's all this is. What other explanation is there for it?
Well, I think you're right, because when Obama came in, he was very skeptical about surging in Afghanistan, that it was going to work like it temporarily did, of course, in Iraq. And the military is a constituency group, and he basically, Bob Woodward says he did so just to satisfy the military. I think another reason for this, keeping these troops in Afghanistan in perpetuity, Obama's incentive has changed. You know, he was supposed to be the president who was going to get us out of Afghanistan, Iraq, you know, all these wars, these quagmires. But really what happened here is that his incentives has changed. The Republicans criticized him for falsely, I believe, for getting out of Iraq. That country would have never been right after we took out Saddam Hussein because there was so many ethno-sectarian tensions. Mm-hmm. But now he's gun-shy in Afghanistan, and he doesn't want to be accused of losing Afghanistan. So it costs him very little in America nowadays. We don't have conscription, and most of these people are from military families that are in the military. And so these people are going to die. More Americans are going to die in a lost cause. But Obama doesn't care because he doesn't want to lose Afghanistan. It's totally political. It was just like politically Richard Nixon didn't want to get out of Vietnam until he got peace with honor, and of course he never got either.
Mm-hmm. And we're not going to have any peace with honor in Afghanistan. We don't have peace with honor in Iraq, so it's more of the same old, and now the pressure is on to put troops in Syria. What a quagmire. Back to the military industrialists and how they're shaping the world, and it ain't a pleasant picture. Ivan Elend from the director of the Peace and Center of Peace and Liberty here on Good Day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Three. All right, let's get to work on today's My Three Songs contest. We are going to give you three different tunes, different artists, different songs, obviously. You have to figure out what the connection is. This is medium difficulty. Yesterday was fairly easy. Yeah. I think we've had some fairly easy ones the last couple of days. This one would be medium. How creative you are and how easily you win depends on how your brain's working today. You can call us at 888-302-3684 to win the prize. There are three tunes. What do they all have in common? Here's the first one by the Plain White Tees called Hey There, Delilah. Nice pop tune. It's a very nice ballad. Monster number one smash 2007 during this week.
Times Square can't shine as bright as you.
15 countries. This song became number one.
Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance.
It was not about Delilah, the nighttime radio host, either, Kenny, as far as I know. Nominated for two Grammys. Lost to Amy Winehouse and Maroon 5. They were also featured on an episode of Sesame Street, brought to you by the letter T. For Tuesday. Okay, that's the first one in this set of three. Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees. What does this have in common with a song by Earth, Wind, and Fire? Call it. Or anything by Earth, Wind, and Fire, I guess, Kenny, right?
Sure.
So that helps a little bit. This is the last song they had. There was a number one, well, at least so far, anyway. This is early in the year 1982, 8 weeks at number one on the Soul charts. First video played on Black Entertainment Television's Video Soul. Featured in several movies, including Drumline and Adam Sandler's The Waterboy and Night at the Museum. So it's Earth, Wind, and Fire. Crank it up, Kara. Good song. Great. Very smooth. Okay, so that's song number two. Here's song number three in our triumvirate. Look away. Number one for the last 2 weeks. August of 1988 by Chicago. Also the top-ranked song on Billboard's end-of-the-year chart, 1989. This was the band's first number one after a long time. Let's see. Peter Cetera had left, right, at that time?
Right.
And so who's the lead singer here?
I think this was Bill Champlain.
Really? Okay. All right, anyway, it was one of the few Chicago songs that was a hit that didn't have all those big horns. All right, so what do these three songs have in common? Hey There, Delilah by the Plain White Tees, Let's Groove by Earth, Wind, and Fire, and Chicago. 888-302-3684 as we enjoy I think this was the last number one song they did have, isn't it?
So far, yeah.
Say that? Yeah. I think I said so far, right. All right, let's see. 888-302-3684. I don't know if there are other hints that we use. How about wind? Earth, wind!
And Chicago.
And fire, yes. Earth, wind, and Chicago. Let's see what we can round up here for conversation. What happened to that? All right, here's James in Iowa. Hi, James. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning.
Morning. Whereabouts in Iowa are you?
I'm in Des Moines, Iowa.
In Des Moines. So we must have made it into that station.
Yes,
trying to figure out when we were going to get on that station. So that's good. Nice to have you on board. So what is the what's the commonality here between all three of these songs?
Well, I was guessing that no matter what, that everything was going to end up being fine. Everything was going to be all right.
Everything is beautiful. No, that's not it. How about, let's see, what's the biggest city close to you?
Biggest. Probably Cedar Rapids.
No. Go further east to the Windy City.
Chicago.
Yes, they all come from Chicago.
Right.
He wins. 28 passed on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dental disease. Did you know that dental disease affects an estimated 80% of dogs and 70% of cats by the time they're just 2 years old? That's according to the American Veterinary Medical Association. Now, a lot of people just assume that dental problems are about more than bad breath, and they are. It's not about bad breath. It's not about ugly teeth. Dental disease puts pets at risk for other complications. For example, things like stroke, heart disease, kidney disease, other life-threatening conditions. By the way, dogs have 42 teeth, humans have 32, and cats have 30. It's really important to make dental care a part of your everyday regular basis with your dog or your cat. Learn how to brush their teeth. If you can't do it, there are people that will come to your home and speak to your veterinarian about keeping those teeth and gums in good shape. Way too often our pets suffer in silence when their gums and the teeth hurt. There's no need for that. Have it checked up on a regular basis. Be a good owner by making sure you brush their teeth on a regular basis. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
You can print grand opening flyers.
Yes.
Grand opening banners.
No problem.
Custom t-shirts.
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full-service color copying and printing online and in-store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Celebrate a couple of things here on the Good Day program, 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the 28th year. I didn't make a big deal out of it. Last week, 2 weeks ago, what's today? Today's the 20th, right? So on October the 8th, the Good Day program began its 28th year in broadcast annals. So that means that at the moment, we are number two on the tier of broadcast legends. Rush Limbaugh started doing his program in August of 1988. I started doing this program in October of 1988. So I guess that puts me number two on the totem pole of those broadcasters who are doing Monday through Friday syndicated programs. And over the course of the past 27 years, I've been fortunate enough to be heard by tens of millions of people on thousands of radio stations all around the country and in various circumstances around the globe. It's a thrill. I pinch myself every day when I realize how this voice and my thoughts get out to so many people, and folks can reflect, as it does happen all day long. 888-302 Doug, if you're new to the program, that's the phone connection. Email to Doug or Ken. We have other participants, Roberta Fasanelli, Jennifer Horn, you'll hear over the course of the next hours and next days and weeks and months. If you're new to the program, we celebrate Mobile, Alabama, first of all, WXQW, whose signal is a booming, wonderful 10,000 watts at 660 on the AM dial, and Des Moines, Iowa. So those of you who are new listening to this program wondering what the heck is going on, it doesn't sound like other radio programs. It isn't supposed to sound like other radio programs. If you want to listen to other radio programs, then you go listen to them. My take on what's going on in the world is different. I'm just a different kind of a human being. I have been on the radio since I was 17 years old, and because this is my 51st year of doing it, you can figure, doing a little addition, where I come from in terms of age and experience. I believe that experience and the world that's around us, which is there to absorb the comings and goings of people and animals, and just the whole world's a wonderful place. We have so much to be thankful for. I do anyway, and I hope you do as well. As a matter of fact, if you want to share that with me, I'd love to hear. We haven't asked people in Mobile to call in Des Moines. So if we have a moment here and you have a moment you'd like to share with me and this audience from close to 300 radio stations around the country and all over the place on various forms and on sources that we have, RadioAmerica.org, DougStefan.com, CRNDigital.com. We're on Stitcher and TuneIn Radio. There's a dozen different ways of finding this program. So if you're listening and you're new in Mobile and you'd like to say hello, tell us a little about you and a little about the community in which you live. I have been on in years past on Mobile, not on a station that is this powerful. I'd like to have your input. 888-302-3684. What's most important to you as you start your day? The news of the day, opinions about what's going on, fun things that we can do. What is it that will make your day? I ask that frequently, and oftentimes we get things that are different because we all have different thoughts and points of view, and they're all respected here. 888-302-3684. Interesting to look at the lineup on these stations, because these are the people that are on here are people who are seasoned broadcasters. Chris Plant, Phil Valentine, Mark Levin, Red Eye Radio, America in the Morning, and I happen to be the only independently produced program that's on the both these radio stations. As that, I have a lot to be thankful for just because I've been able to survive in this arena. It's very competitive, but it's fun, and it is, I hope, going to be something that will every day sort of bring you around to focusing on things that are important to you and not necessarily all in the same bill of fare. I'll give you an example. I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. What you eat and how we all eat is very important to me. I have taken it on as a sort of cause célèbre to be extraordinarily negative about the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Now, I try to present myself as being positive, open, and somebody who wants to know what everybody else is thinking. That doesn't necessarily mean that I'm not going to have an opinion. As a matter of fact, I have an opinion about everything. You may or may not be able to change my mind. I may be or may not be able to change your mind. Maybe that's not the game. Maybe it's just we talk about what it is that's important to know. And I think farming, the farming community, is so disrespected in this country and has been, as I think about my life on the farm. I've been around cows all my life, and I think about how the attitude in our country has changed toward farming and farmers. But I will tell you, there's some hope because of the locavore movement. If you don't know what the locavore movement is, it's pretty much an interest factor that's come about because people are tired of not knowing where their food comes from. They're tired of getting bad food. They're tired of being lied to by the producers of food or the people that import food. So they want to know locally, where can they find good milk and dairy? Where can they find good produce? Can they go involve themselves in the growing of the produce? Can they go to the dairy farm and watch the cows being milked? I have a teaching farm and a facility on my farm here in Framingham, Massachusetts, that's aimed at helping people understand what a cow is all about and how the process works. We teach children in classroom circumstances on the farm about the various types of cows and the milk and what the whole process is about, how the cow develops milk, yeah, that kind of stuff. And I want people to know that sustainable dining, this whole business of table to farm or farm to table back and forth, there's a huge part of our country that's now, I remember this summer going to various restaurants and asking, where did the vegetables come from? Or where did this come from? Where did that come from? And most of the places that I frequent with a lady in my life, whose name is Meredith, we go to places that are local and support local farmers. And I think that we all ought to do that. That's my feeling. That's what I think is important. It may not be important to you, but if you look at the information that's around today, and if you listen actually to the aggregate podcast of hour number 3 today, you'll listen to Dr. Jack Stockwell talk to you about good fats and bad fats, the kinds of carbs that we need to be involved with, not many of them, unfortunately, because I love pie. But that's not good stuff. And yet you're not going to be told these things because it's kind of like the military-industrial complex. The big ag industries and big pharma and all this stuff that we've now become, we're confronted with the hugeness of industry, which isn't in and of itself bad. It's just that what it leads to are fewer choices. And oftentimes a company or a group of companies want to control, in this instance, your sources of food, which is just plain wrong. It just doesn't compute, as some say. So I look at a lot of different things people are worried about, the atmosphere and beef. And there's something new called low-carbon beef, Kenny. I don't know if you've heard about this or not. And the business comes from Stemple Creek Ranch, which is growing plants to feed their animals in a rather enclosed area. They're capturing the methane gas and using it to help grow plants so that they can feed the animals. It's like a cycle. I thought it was kind of cool. But there's all kinds of new stuff being engineered, and that's the sort of thing that we can foster if we can keep the big government people from trying to run all these people out of business, which is what's happening, especially in dairy. Here's another item that's very interesting, aquatic farming. Have you heard about that? As a difference to hydroponic. Hydroponic is using water and fertilizer from various sources like fish, whereas aquatic is just growing things like tomatoes in water. You can put whatever kind of seasoning, if you will, vitamins and stuff. I mean, you can put Miracle-Gro in the water if you want to and get stuff. But it's not using any land at all. And there are a lot of people who, there are things that are, I'm not sure I hold with fish being grown in farms like that. But I know there's a place in Oakland, California, that is raising Pacific sturgeon, catfish, that sort of thing. And they're using ammonia from waste to feed these fish. I don't know if I want to eat. Well, ammonia is used, by the way, in most fertilizers, liquid fertilizers that grow corn and beans and that sort of thing in that part of our country. Those of you in Des Moines listening, you know how much ammonia is used. Nitrogen, very important to the growth. And by the way, because I'm new in Des Moines, I've never been on a station in Des Moines. I've been in suburban areas, but I've never been in Des Moines proper. There is a difference. A lot of you may disagree with me on this whole business of the Trans-Pacific Partnership because you've been told by some of the organizations that it'll offer new markets to the grain growers. I think that's true, but what are we giving up? The question that you would ask your congressman or your senator is, what are we giving up for the right to sell our grains overseas? I think that is where we're being hoodwinked. So anyway, I'm sort of off on a toot here, but I wanted some of you to know where I am and what I'm thinking about some of these issues. 44 past the hour on the Good Day program.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
New fuels are being sold at gasoline filling stations in certain locations. Today, you can buy gas with 15% ethanol, 30%, or even 85%. But these ethanol fuel blends are not best for your mower, chainsaw, or generator. I'm Chris Kaiser, president of the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute, to remind you to look before you pump. Only use gasoline that is E10 or less in your small engine equipment to keep it running strong. Get more information at lookbeforeyoupump.com.
Acromegaly is a rare hormonal disorder caused by a non-cancerous tumor on the pituitary gland. Left uncontrolled, acromegaly can significantly affect one's physical appearance and emotional health and lead to serious health issues like heart disease. Many living with acromegaly struggle to get a diagnosis as well as with daily management of the disease, which often results in depression, anxiety, and feelings of isolation. Froggy, renowned morning show radio co-host and acromegaly patient, encourages others with the disease to empower themselves and take control.
Acromegaly affected every aspect of my life. My body changed, my health deteriorated, I became depressed, and my personal relationships and work were impacted. But I made a decision not to be defined by my disease, and I took control. I take my medication as directed, go for routine checkups with my endocrinologist, and regularly monitor my hormone levels to ensure they're adequately controlled. I also realize the importance of having a strong support network and rely on my family to help me stay on track. Living with acromegaly isn't easy, but it's important to know you're not alone and you can take control.
Learn more about acromegaly and how best to manage the disease by visiting acromegalyinfo.com.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go.
So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
All right, 46 and change after the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Television time. NBC is going to debut an online comedy channel called CISO next year, launching an online subscription video service designed to reach younger viewers with comedy fare like Amy Poehler, the cast of Monty Python. NBC says the channel will cost $3.99 a month, meeting the growing demand for non-traditional programming. Would you watch that? Interesting.
Depends what's on it.
Yeah. Well, it's not aimed at you and me, I don't think, Kenny. No, here's Target using both television and print ads to encourage viewers to shop online via Shazam. When viewers tap the application, they're taken to a Target page that features the item advertised with an option to buy it. Shazam, I thought it was the music app that you put up and listen and identifies the song, right? Is that the same? Am I thinking about the same thing?
It is the same thing. And now when a Target commercial comes on, you can tap your Shazam app and it will take you to the page that has everything that was in that commercial. And you can buy it right from your phone.
Really? Everything's about buying.
Merry Christmas.
Right. Bye, bye, bye. Okay. MSNBC has embarrassed themselves.
And
again, yes. I wasn't thinking about again, but yeah, I guess we could apply again to it. They've confirmed that a series of maps aired during a segment about the conflict in the Middle East between the Israelis and the Palestinians. The maps were, quote, factually wrong, and they corrected the maps and put them back up yesterday. This gaffe suggests bad management, or is it just that they are anti-Israel? There are a lot of people who think they're anti-Semitic. I don't know. I think that's carrying it a little bit far. But MSNBC is sloppy. I've always thought they were sloppy. It's too bad because there are some good personalities on there. Some interesting things come out of it. But they're just plain sloppy. And so the anti-Semitic watchdogs were all over this. And they got them right in the jaw with it, as well they might have, frankly. Downton Abbey, the final season. I find this program enthralling. I really look forward to watching it. I don't really get to see it unless I'm on an airplane going coast to coast, because it's not handy. Well, it's on at the same time that something else that I like to watch is on Sunday night. So they're going to start January 3rd, and then after this last season, supposedly they're going to do a movie. I heard there would be a movie. It's a very good, very, very strong show, frankly. If you haven't caught it, it'd be good to kind of, if you can find it, do some binge watching and catch up on old episodes. The NFL, NBC, Fox, CBS, ESPN, DirecTV have been hit with an antitrust lawsuit. Another reason pro football will be gone in 30 years, as Rich McFadden says. This is a suit brought about by people who are in sporting clubs that have to pay $350 a season to get even tapped in to one of the broadcasts, you know, these sports bars, and some are not allowed to get it at all. So this is a big lawsuit. Wait till you see the outcome of this. 51 after on Good Day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Now 53 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm live from my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts. Kenny Kessler is in San Diego. And Jennifer Horn is in deepest, darkest Czechoslovakia. Well, they call it the Czech Republic. What? Is that what it is? The Czech Republic.
Yeah, it's now the Czech Republic, Doug. That's right. It's no longer Czechoslovakia. Those are days of old.
Really?
But I'm here. I've been here for, gosh, over a week now. I'm missing you guys, but I am learning a lot and seeing a lot, and it's really, really beautiful.
What are you learning? How to speak the language better? Are you doing language learning?
Yes, I'm learning how to say this very important word. More pivo, please. That's beer. Pivo is beer. Yeah. And Damien Hubischku is giving me a kiss.
Really?
Good work.
So, there you go.
Hugo and Dami Hubischku.
All right, so you went over, you and your father, for those who are new to the program, Jennifer is the important co-host of the Good Day program, and every once in a while she takes to flight. She and her father run the cable news CRN Digital Talk studios in Los Angeles, and Jennifer has been with me for a long time. I've known her since she was a teenager. Her father and I are great friends, so they're traveling about. You're doing a tour on food, fact or fiction, right? Is it Czechoslovakian food? Is it really food?
It is really food, yes. No, we're doing a tour. We've been on a media tour, actually kind of two parts. And we flew into Prague last week, and we went on a media tour with 15 other people. There were everybody was American except we had three Australians with us. And we toured. We went into Prague for a day, but then they took us outside of Prague because most people, when they come to the Czech Republic, they do Prague. And by the way, it's an incredibly beautiful city. I mean, around every turn, there's something more stunning. It's great. But getting out into the country, you find these amazing things. We went to a place called Tauch, which is a very fairy tale kind of city. And then we went to Trebić, which is a former Jewish ghetto where all the Jews in the country were put into this one area. And so there's a lot of history there. We've been going to a ton of basilicas, castles, And, of course, my dad has been loving the food. I love it, too. It reminds me of what my grandmother used to make, a lot of dumplings and goulash.
Yeah, but your father needs to be, your father needs to push himself away from the table. He needs to.
I know. Well, I have to tell you, we have been walking our bums off all over the place. One day, I have my little Fitbit on. One day, we did like over 25,000 steps. So we've been all over, and I mean, just in constant motion. So he's burning off the dumpling.
All right. So that's a good thing. Right. So what do you think is the most remarkable thing? What would Americans who've never been there want to know? Prague, we all hear. I've not been to Prague. As fortunate as I've been to travel around the world, I've not been to Prague. It is a destination that I want. And maybe this winter or early next spring or something, we'll take a trip over there. But what else need to know about that area?
You know, I think what's probably the most stunning, I mean, in America when we travel, we can go to the East Coast, we can go where you live, outside of Boston, we can go into Boston, and that's where you get your history. I mean, it's history that's hundreds of years old, but when you come here and you see history that's actually thousands of years old, I mean, I love art and I love architecture. And when you go and see, you have Gothic style, you have Baroque, you have medieval style, I mean, you just have such a combination because the history here, I mean, it just goes back so many thousands and thousands of years. That's what's really cool. What's really crazy about this country, too, is that after World War II, the country was pretty devastated. And then they were hit with the Russian invasion. And so to watch the spirit of the country is also pretty good. I mean, you have to realize that until 1989 with the Velvet Revolution, this country was had two major hits in a row, and so now they're really starting to come out, and there's a huge art community. Lots of music, lots of theater, lots of artists. I mean, and that's what's really kind of neat to see that's starting to come out now that the communists are gone.
Yeah. So under the circumstances...
And hey, Donald Trump's a big favorite here, by the way.
Oh, is he really? Why, doesn't he have some Czechoslovakian blood in him? It seems to me he's got some Eastern.
Well, he used to with Ivana.
Oh, that was it. He was married.
Yeah, everybody talks about Trump, and I'm like, okay, I know he's, you know, fascinating to watch, but then I realize he has the Ivana Trump connection.
Have an English newspaper there so you can sort of read the headlines from their perspective?
No. You know, I've been actually watching, I haven't been able to get an English language newspaper, but I've been watching BBC Europe, I've been watching Euronews, and I had CNN, but it was CNN International, and so it's been really interesting to see how they cover certain stories. The one that's really making news here is the Syrian refugees, because the Czech Republic is taking in, I think, 1,500.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that.
Which doesn't sound bad by our standards.
Yeah.
It sounds pretty good by our standards, but here people are very upset because assimilation is a really big deal, and they're afraid that that the Syrians won't assimilate.
Perhaps we have something to learn from what they're doing. All right, Jennifer Horn in Prague, Czechoslovakia, checking in with us on Good Day at 59 after.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.